and three rebounds. Playing in the post will be number 23, Josie West, a 6'2 junior. She is out of Gonzales, Louisiana. 5 points, 4.5 rebounds. On the wing will be Laurie Beatty, a 5'6 freshman from Tampa, Florida. 5 points, 2 rebounds. And their point guard is number 32, Nicole Morris. She is a senior, 5'6 from Cypress, Texas, averaging 3 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Cajun starting Motley, Brunkner, West, Beatty, and Morris. The Raiders, Lake and Leonard, Iceland, Eli, Ebony Rowe, Courtney Jones, and Shanice Kaysen. And that's your Ascend Federal Credit Union starting lineups. Before we tip it off, we'll pause 15 seconds for station identification by telling you you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS.
The first half of this afternoon's game is presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee.
Cajuns in red, trimmed in white. Raiders in white, trimmed in blue. Going to be a red, white, and blue day at the Murphy Center, as Rick Hensel will send his team out in search of their sixth straight win. Raiders are averaging 63.5 points a game, giving up 58. Cajuns average 54, give up 65 in their 14 games to date. Middle Tennessee is 7-2 here at home, while the Cajuns are 3-5 on the road. It will be 13 Motley to jump with Iceland Eli. Motley listed at 5'7", and Dwayne, she is a good 6'1". What do you have her?
Oh, actually, that's West in there, Dick, at 6'2".
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Instead of Motley, it's West in the steps into the circle as Motley steps back out.
West number 23, Motley number 13. So it's West and Iceland Eli. Josie West built along the same lines as our Kiki Stewart. Big, strong post player. And she is listed at 6'2". The ball in the air. The tip won by the Cajuns. They'll bring it into front court. This is Morris with the ball. Works it over to the right wing, guarded by Shanice Kaysen. West posting up. Now she'll come outside. They'll feed it inside to Buckner over in the corner. And a baseline shot is no good by Motley. Motley got her own rebound, comes back with another shot and scores. So Crystal Motley right away showing why she is the leading scorer for the Cajuns. Missing a shot, getting the putback, and getting the basket. Ball inside to Ebony Rowe. Kaysen fakes, jumps in the lane. A little six-footer is good.
Big, nice ball fake that time by Shanice Kaysen. She had the three-point shot, but able to up fake and get in for about a seven-footer.
Raiders tied at 2. Cajuns in backcourt. They work it across to Bruckner. Over the right side of the ball, pass, the end pass intercepted by Courtney Jones to Ebony Rowe. Leaves it with Lakin Leonard. Back to Rowe, too far under. In the corner to Kaysen for 3. That is no good. Got her own rebound. Brings it back out front. Let's check the Louisiana defense. Right now they're man-to-man. Left side Jones, inside to Ebony Rowe, and she drops the basketball out of bounds. That is an unforced turnover.
Yeah, that time Ebony had the baseline as West had given it to her. She just turned too quickly before she secured the basketball.
Cajuns work against the Raider press. Up in the middle it comes to West and across to Beatty. Beatty top of the key, circles back out front, gives it to Morris. Point guard on the wing. Bruckner starts to drive. Ball deflected by Eli, and she steals it. Iceland Eli comes up with a steal, has the ball in the front court to Lakin Leonard. Down low, the pass deflected, taken by Bruckner, and she'll bring it down for the Cajuns.
Yeah, two Middle Tennessee post players in the same spot. There are also two Cajun defenders.
2-2 the score. Eli out guarding Bruckner, and the pass comes to Laurie Beatty. Beatty, a freshman, working left against Lakin Leonard. Down to the baseline, shot no good. Rebound Eli. Eli coming, scanning the floor. She comes down with the ball. Over to Kaysen. Wide open out there. Passed it up. Leonard out of the corner for three. That's no good. And the rebound taken by West.
West has gotten really good rebounding position every time down the floor.
Long pass to Bruckner, and she beat the defense down the floor and laid it in. So it is 4-2 Louisiana. Here's Shanice Kaysen. On the right wing to Courtney Jones. Cross court it comes to Eli. Lob pass to Ebony Rowe. Good position underneath. Lays it in, and she is fouled on the shot.
Yeah, Dick, beautiful ball reversal that time by Middle Tennessee, and a nice entry pass cross the lane, so it went from left to right as Iceland Eli was on the left extension of the free throw line, threw it on the right block to Ebony Rowe for the layup and the basket.
Foul on West, that is her first, and Ebony to the free throw line. Chance to break a 4-4 tie, puts it up there, missed it off the front of the rim, and the rebound taken in by Motley, who will bring it down for the Cajuns. 4-4, early going here, passing the corner and got away from Beatty, and she is called for traveling. She was on her tippy toes trying to maintain balance and walked with the ball.
Trying to stay in bounds and should have worried about keeping her feet set.
4-4 the score. Here's Kaysen in front court. Bounces right wing to Courtney Jones. Cross court it comes to Eli. Corner to Lake and Leonard. Leonard around a pick from Eli. A little give and go to Iceland. Can't get a shot. Back out to Kaysen. Lob low to Ebony Rowe. In with a sweeping left-handed layup and she'll score.
And Dick, at that time, Middle Tennessee showed good patience, especially Iceland Eli. She caught the ball on the block, didn't have a good look, and rotated it back out.
Raiders by two. Motley loses the ball at the center line, picked up by Buckner. Over to Motley. Motley coming right. She's going to pull up for an open jumper and score. Crystal Motley with her second basket. And we are tied at six. Third time we've been tied in this game. Out of the corner for three. Lakin Leonard, MTMC three. And the Raiders take a 9-6 lead. Cajuns bring it down against the press. Still in backcourt with it. This is Morris up to Motley. Motley holding. Throws a long pass ahead to Beatty. She'll drive with a layup and overshot it. West got an uncontested rebound and laid it in.
Yeah, that time Middle Tennessee got caught napping on defense as Lakin Leonard was back by herself.
Raiders by one, ball in the post, and Eli traveled. She caught the ball and did a little stutter step. We've got the under 16 media timeout here with 15:47 remaining in the first half. Timeout on the floor with a score of Middle Tennessee 9, Louisiana 8. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
An effort to apply to MTSU, a new website can answer all your questions, whether you're a first-time freshman, a transfer student, or a re-enrollee. Check it out. Apply to MTSU.com. That's apply, the number two, MTSU.com. Dwayne Hickey, Dick Palmer, courtside in the Pirtle and Howerton Broadcast Center. Just, to the right of midcourt, if you will. 9-8, your score. Middle Tennessee leads the Raging Cajuns of the University of Louisiana.
Field goals are even, the difference being a three-pointer by Lakin Leonard, giving the Raiders a one-point edge as they come out. One change in the Raider lineup. Eli is out. Kiki Stewart has come in for Middle Tennessee. And for Louisiana, number three, Robbie Brown is in the game. She's got the ball in backcourt. Also, number 15, Olivia Nino. She has the ball over and is double-teamed. Gets it back to Morris in the corner. Back to Nino. Out to Bruckner. Her three-point shot is no good. And Courtney Jones snares the rebound into front court quickly. Leonard on the right side. Back out to Jones, top of the key. left wing. Shanice Kaysen comes back to the middle. Now out between the circles. Feeds it on the left wing to Courtney Jones. Cross it comes to Rowe. Feeding Kiki Stewart. Spins with a shot and it's off the rim. Ebony Rowe the rebound. Puts it up in and out. But she is fouled on that shot. And will go to the free throw line.
You see who picks up the foul there. It's going to be on Brunker, her first.
Second team foul on the Cajuns. Ebony Rowe, who missed her first attempt, will get two shots here. Fouled on the putback attempt. 15:01 left in the half. Raiders by one. Ebony's free throw off the mark. Gets one more. Her free throw percentage on the season, 40%. Had been less than that, but she's pulled it up a little bit lately, but not today as she misses that one. Courtney Jones got the rebound and follows up. She is fouled and will go to the line. Where did she come from?
She just snuck in, Dick. She was on the lane and just rotated, sort of went out and down the baseline and got inside the Raging Cajun player. It was Brunker who was on the block.
Courtney at the free throw line. First stop two is good. She's at 74% on the year. Makes it 10-8 Middle Tennessee. That foul was on number three, Motley. Her first, team's third. Courtney with her second free throw, and that one's good. Two free throws by Courtney Jones. Raiders lead it 11-8. Cajuns get it in the front court quickly against the press, and now Motley's double team. Hits it out front to Morris. And coming through is Brown. Misses the shot. And we've got a foul.
Going to call a block on Ebony Rowe.
His first foul on the Raiders today. And we'll send Robbie Brown to the free throw line, a reserve. Brown out of Lafayette, 5'8", and a freshman. She'll be shooting a pair. First and no good. Hit the back of the rim. She's only 38% at the line. Raiders leading 11-8. And the second one is good. 11-9 Middle Tennessee. In front court, Courtney Jones out to Shanice Kaysen. Jones open from three. It is good.
And
long three.
Raging Cajuns won't stay in that zone very long if they allow Courtney Jones that good a look at the basket.
14-9 on the three-point basket by Courtney Jones. Motley at the center line. Drives it straight through the lane, and somebody got a hand on it from behind and knocked it out of bounds. Kaysen, I think. And the Cajuns will have it under their basket. Motley will throw it in.
Coach Insel having a laugh with one of our officials over there.
He doesn't often do that.
No, he doesn't.
Ball coming into Brown. Brown, Nino drives through and travels.
They caught the second travel, Dick. The first travel was on the up fake to get the Middle Tennessee defender moving. She shuffled both feet and then decided to take three steps before putting the ball on the glass.
They stay in that zone. The ball in the corner to Ebony Rowe. Kaysen, left corner, Courtney Jones, three. That one overshot. Opposite side rebound by Lake and Litter. Back out to Kaysen, back to Jones. Courtney gives it to Kiki Stewart. Down low, Ebony Rowe. In the corner, Leonard for three. Off the rim, no good. Courtney Jones, offensive rebound. Pulls the ball back out front. Kaysen's going to try a three, and that one is no good. Ebony Rowe got the offensive rebound. Back to Leonard, to Kaysen, to Jones on the left wing. Raiders work against the zone. Kaysen drives through in the lane. Back to Courtney for three. That one is in and out. Rattled. Kiki Stewart the rebound. Kicks it in the corner to Jones. Back out front to Kaysen. Well, the Raiders are keeping it on there in their offensive court, just not making shots. Low to Kiki Stewart. Turnaround jumper and finally get one to go.
And that time the Raging Cajuns got caught trying to switch defenses. They had two players playing man-to-man, and the other three players were confused. They stayed in the zone. That allowed Kiki Stewart a wide-open look at the basket.
16-9, Raiders lead. Here's Motley in front court. Double team, gets it away to Bruckner. Her jump shot is good. Michelle Brunker That's a tough one for me. 16-11. Raiders by five. Kaysen with the ball out front. 12:44 to play here in the first half. Kaysen inside to Ebony Rowe. Back to Courtney Jones. To Kaysen. Penetrates. Little jumper in the lane. Rims and falls through.
Dick, that's there all day. There's nobody on the Raging Cajun squad except for maybe Robbie Brown who can stay with Shanice Kaysen.
18-11. Bruckner in backcourt. Long pass ahead to Nino, who takes a banker and banks it in. Olivia Nino with her first basket. It's 18-13 Middle Tennessee. Kaysen in front court for the Raiders. Kaysen working outside. They're back man to man. Goes in the corner and it's out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. Coach Errol Rogers made the call.
I was going to say, he and Crystal Motley were campaigning for the same thing. Neither one got what they were looking for.
There's a deflection on the inbounds and a foul.
They're going to call Nino on a foul, and I kind of have to agree with her. She's a little upset on the call, and it's a loose ball. She and Kiki Stewart are going for it, and Nino gets the foul.
I heard Ralph Stout, one of the old-time officials, one day on when a coach tried to make a call on a deflection. He said, good call, coach. Wrong color. Red. Ball coming in to Courtney Jones. I always think about that when I see a coach protest an out-of-bounds call. Ebony Rowe lobs it underneath. Iceland Eli backs it up, missed it. Ebony's got the rebound and scores it.
And Dick, one thing that the Raging Cajuns have struggled with since losing their two big post players is rebounding. They were out-rebounded 51-32 at Western earlier this week.
And they're -7 for the season in their rebound stats. Ball across the line. And Bruckner, who was double-teamed, called a timeout just in the nick of time. So we've got a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 11:31 remaining. Should be about time for a media, but that was a 30-second called timeout.
Both teams shooting really well from the floor at this point, Dick. Middle Tennessee, 8 of 16 for 50%. The Raging Cajuns, 6 of 10 from the floor for 60%. You may attribute a little bit of that to both teams not really very sharp defensively in the early going.
Cajuns have been switching defenses every time down the floor. Raiders, of course, stay with their press and their man-to-man half-court defense. It will be Brown to inbound, side front court in their offensive court. Brown looking, gets it into Bruckner. Lauren March has checked in for the Raiders during that timeout for Lake and Leonard. Ball in the corner to Motley, penetrates, kicks it back for a three by Bruckner, and that one's good. Michelle Bruckner. First three-pointer for the Cajuns, and it's 20-16. In front court, Shanice Kaysen. Cajuns man-to-man. Courtney Jones back to Eli on the left side. Puts it on the floor, drives in the lane, shoots a layup and missed it. Got her own rebound and scored.
They get the mismatch. Bruckner can't guard Iceland Eli. Middle Tennessee needs to exploit that every time down the floor.
22-16 Raiders. In backcourt, Morris. Bruckner and off Morris' hand, out of bounds. Louisiana turns it over. And there's our media timeout with 10:42 remaining in the first half. Timeout on the floor, a Toots timeout. Toots, you're home for good food and fun. Middle Tennessee 22, Louisiana 16. From Nelligan Sports, Middle Tennessee basketball coming to you on the Blue Raider Network.
Score throughout the season with authentic family recipes at an authentic family value at Demas's Restaurants. We serve dozens of dishes for under $10, including our oven-baked chicken, 7-ounce sirloin, burgers, spaghetti with your choice of 11 sauces, and our famous $4.25 lunch special, all made fresh every day. For the full menu, visit DemasRestaurants.com. Demas's Restaurants, where our family has been serving the MTSU family for over 20 years.
Hey, hey, TOA! Hey, hey, hey! What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
WGNS, AM, FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
All about Blue Raiders sports in the Daily News Journal. The DNJ is Rutherford County's first source for news, sports, and much more. Visit DNJ.com today.
Raiders bring it down, leading 22-16. Inside Ebony Row, jumper off the rim, no good. Brown the rebound and foul. Lauren March picks up the foul, her first. Second team foul. Cajuns ball in backcourt. Raiders in a 1-2-2 press. This is a contained press. They'll try to double team when Cajuns get it across the center line. It comes across. They don't get the double team. Brown misses a driving layup, and Ebony Rowe got the rebound. It is knocked out of bounds by Brown. Raiders ball in backcourt, 10:15 to play. New player in for the Cajuns is number two, Brooklyn Arsenault, a 5'9 freshman. Ball on the wing to Courtney Jones, to the foul line, back to Kaysen. Kaysen at the line, Eli under to Ebony Rowe. Ball knocked out of bounds. Shot was deflected. And the Raiders will have it with 16 on the shot clock for an out-of-bounds play. Kaysen lobs it in to Ebony Rowe, drives into the lane, feeds it on the right side to Lauren March. Top of the key to Eli. 8 on the shot clock. In the corner, Kaysen fakes down the baseline, in the lane, little runner, and it bounces in. That's two she's had a... Bounce all the way around the rim and fall through. 24-16. In backcourt, Morris. Morris to Motley. Motley back to Morris. Against the press. Morris to Motley. Motley going to be double teamed, but got it away to West. West over there, and that's Brown missing. Rebound, Kaysen coming two on two with Ebony Rowe. Kaysen shovels it back to Jones. Courtney for three, it rims out. Lauren March, the offensive rebound, lays it in.
And Dick, right now, Middle Tennessee just absolutely owning the offensive glass.
26-16. Raiders go up 10. In backcourt, this is West. West comes across, going to get double teamed, gets it away to Motley. Motley has it stolen by Kaysen, who got it in remarkably to Ebony Rowe. Back to Kaysen. Penetrates the lane. Starts in, comes back outside. Back to the top of the key. Raiders by 10 with 8:40 to play. Courtney Jones whips the pass inside to Ebony Rowe for a layup, and she'll score. And it's 28-16 Raiders. In backcourt, Brown, Arsenault, guarded closely, gets it across. Morris. Morris pulls up, fires a jumper, no good. Iceland Eli, the rebound, comes out running, comes ahead to Kaysen, ahead to Ebony Rowe, and a layup is good. And that's the way the fast break works. Timeout. Louisiana with a score 30-16 and 8:11 to play. And Dwayne, you're right, the Raiders are getting every rebound, and it's fueling their offense.
15-5 is the rebounding margin for Middle Tennessee right now, as they are absolutely owning the board, especially on the offensive end, as right now both Rowe, Eli, and while she was in there, Kiki Stewart doing a good job on the glass.
Well, the Raiders, Lauren March, who just got that putback off a missed shot, did the same thing at Troy in a crucial part of the ball game on Thursday night when the Raiders were down in the second half.
But Dick, the last possession, Middle Tennessee, as you described so well, ran the fast break to perfection.
In backcourt, new player in the game, 14, Bianca Davis. Davis has the ball near the center line, gives it back to Motley. Motley, pressed a little bit by Lauren March, comes across to Davis. She kicks it out of bounds, but Must have been off a Lady Raider. As the horn sounds, the under 8 media break. 7:57. Louisiana will have the ball when we return. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 30, Louisiana 16. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Every day, girls come into Shane Company holding bridal magazine ads from a jewelry designer with one of the rings circled in red. They come to Shane Company because they know that when they show us a designer brand name ring that they really like, we'll show them a dozen rings that both fit her taste and have that look. Ours are also designed by world-class designers. Shane Company customers refuse to pay the 30% premium that designer brand names command. Also, Shane Company customers insist on a ring that's truly unique. By not being featured in magazines, there aren't thousands of the identical ring on other women's fingers. You'll see why more couples buy their engagement rings from Shane Company than at any other jeweler in town.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Whether you're buying your first place, downsizing, or just making another stop along your journey, Little Guys Movers will get you there, providing fast, friendly, and affordable service to take the stress out of moving day. Little Guys Movers, local or long distance, check them out at littleguys.com.
Motley will inbound side front court for the Cajuns. Gets the ball in play, and a three-pointer by West comes up very short and out of bounds. And the crowd reminds her, she comes back down the floor, that she just launched
an air ball.
Here's Shanice Kaysen in front court. Kaysen left wing to Courtney Jones. Off a screen from Eli to the foul line to Kaysen on the right wing. Inside to Eli, driving left, off the glass. Good! Second basket for Iceland. 32-16. Raiders have doubled it up on the Cajuns. In backcourt, this is Davis. Gets it across the line. Flips the pass away and off Brown out of bounds. Lakin Leonard caught that one on the bench across the way. And the Raiders come down after the turnover. Here's Kaysen, top of the key. Kaysen backs it up, gives it to Courtney Jones on the wing. Skip pass low, Ebony Rowe in the corner to March. Back out to Kaysen, back to Lauren March. Three comes off the rim and out of bounds. And the Cajuns will have the basketball. That's a team rebound they got.
It is, but give that one to Bianca Davis because she did a nice job of blocking Lauren March because Lauren went hard after it. She knew she had missed it, but Davis at all of about 5'3".
Motley across the line, pass stolen by Ebony Rowe, got a 3-on-2, right down the lane, lays it up, and misses, but she is fouled and will go to the line. I think that'll be on Motley.
I think Motley's going to get it.
Yep, it's her second. Fifth team fouled, and Ebony Rowe to the line will have two free throws.
Actually, the big board shows her with only one.
Well, we missed one somewhere, didn't we?
I think it was, Robbie Brown got one of those. It was 3 instead of 13. So.
Free throw, no good. We'll make that change. Second shot coming. Ebony now 0-for-4 at the line. This one is up and no good. But Kaysen got the rebound. How did she do that? Inside to Rowe, to Eli. She misses a layup, got her own rebound, and she's fouled on the putback.
I think they're going to get West on that foul. Now they call Brunker on it.
At our position, we can't see the officials' hand signals very well, and we have to depend either on the scoreboard or on our buddy John over there on the PA. Foul shot good by Eli.
That's a depend on John Rice, who does a fabulous job, but we just like to be a little bit quicker than that, I think. So,
33-16. One more for the 6'1 junior, Iceland Eli. Puts it up there. Good. She's got six, and the Raiders lead 34-16. Louisiana down the floor. Right wing, Davis for three, and she drilled it.
Bianca Davis shooting 33% from three-point range, and that one was pure.
34-19. Here's Courtney Jones. Bounces it away to Kaysen. Kaysen comes out high to Eli, comes right down the lane, banks the shot up and scores.
Nick, right now, Middle Tennessee having their way inside as that's point number 26 in the paint.
Steal. Here is Eli down the floor to Kaysen in the corner. Lauren March, Eli, Kiki Stewart in the lane. Shot up, no good. She's fouled.
And that time I believe they will get West.
Second foul on West. Kiki Stewart to the free throw line. Shooting two. Louisiana a little undersized, and they're battling on the boards and committing some fouls with the taller Raider players. Getting the rebounds. Free throw good. 37-19. One more for Kiki Stewart. Kiki, a sophomore from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, puts it up and powers it in there. 38-19. Motley is out. Morris back in for the Cajuns. Brings it down. They bring it down against the press. Brown across the line. Gets it to West. West coming over to Davis. Blocked by Courtney Jones, who came out of nowhere and blocked that shot cleanly.
Louisiana did a nice job of breaking Middle Tennessee's press, but Courtney Jones rotated from the opposite side of the floor beautifully and got there in time to block the shot.
Davis will inbound with 5:50 left in the half. Looking, and gets it in. Shot up. Bruckner hit it. She's got nine, leading Louisiana. It's 38-21. Raiders in front court. Out on the right side, Courtney Jones around a screen from Eli. Back to Kaysen on the left wing at the foul line to Eli. Rips right down the lane, banks it up and scores, and she's fouled.
Well, Dick, I said it earlier, Brunker cannot guard Iceland Eli. Brunker at 5'8", Eli at 6'1", just too much for Brunker to handle.
40-21, and one shot coming. Lauren March out, Blake and Leonard in for Middle Tennessee. And Eli, who all of a sudden has 10 points in the first half, gets one free throw. It is good, and the Raiders lead by 20.
And that was foul number three on Brunker, the leading scorer for the Raging Cajuns.
41-21 in backcourt. Brown, Davis. Davis comes across to West. West holding out front, feeds at the foul line to Nino. In the corner, Morris. Pretty good ball movement by the Cajuns. Davis underneath, ball deflected. Did Lake and Leonard get a hand on it? I think. And Kaysen coming down is called for turning the ball over.
Actually, I think it was Ebony Rowe who got a hand on that pass going into the post. And then Shanice Kaysen thought she had a passing lane and didn't, and just turned the basketball over.
Janae Brinkley is in for the first time. She'll replace Kaysen. Brinkley, a 5'8". Sophomore. Ball coming across the line to Nino. Nino double dribble. Nino has shown us just about every violation in the official's book here in the first half, as she has been called for steps and a double dribble. Ball coming in to Courtney Jones. 41-21 Raiders. Left side, Brinkley. Back to the middle. Over on the right side to Courtney, who's open. Courtney Jones drills a three. Her second MTMC three, and it's 44-21.
And we've got a timeout. I think Courtney, I don't know what happened there. She looks a little winded. Whether she took a shot in the midsection.
I think that's what happened. I believe that is what happened. Coach Ensel asked her if she wanted to come out. She gave a negative answer, so she's standing there. Here's Morris across the line to Brown. Brown, a little give and go to Nino, and it's out of bounds. Raiders knocked it out.
Once again, good rotation defensively by Middle Tennessee. That time, Janae Brinkley came from midcourt when it looked like the Raging Cajuns were going to have a two-on-one.
Here's Davis to inbound. Davis. Would she bounce it off, Janae?
Bounce it off Brinkley's back.
44-23. She bounced it off Brinkley, picked up the loose ball, and hit a layup. That's a freshman. Brinkley. Lakin Leonard, right side, inside to Ebony Rowe. Couple of dribbles, back to Lakin in the corner. For three, it's no good. And the rebound tipped around. Lakin's got it on the bounce and scores the layup. Lakin Leonard, as that ball was just bouncing around, bounced right to her as she was breaking for the basket. And she hit an easy layup, 46-23. In front court, there's a steal by Ebony Rowe. Rowe coming. Lost the dribble. Back to Courtney Jones for three, and that one's good.
Nick, right now, Middle Tennessee just absolutely having their way both on the offensive and defensive ends of the floor. That time, a great steal by Rowe, capped by a beautiful three-pointer by Jones.
And the Raiders up 49-23. Pass on the right side to West, back and in. Turns, fires, short, rebounded by Eli. Good defense by Ebony Rowe on that shot by West. Brinkley double-teamed in backcourt, gets it up to Courtney Jones. That sets up a 4-on-2 underneath Ebony Rowe. She will score, and she's fouled.
And that's going to be foul number 3 on West.
Ebony Rowe will go to the line. It's 51-23. We've got a media timeout. 3:06 remaining in the first half with timeout to score. Middle Tennessee 51 and Louisiana 23. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Allman.
Attention Blue Raider fans, start next year's housing hunt today. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com to connect with Murfreesboro's premier student apartments, University Gables, Raiders Crossing, and the Woods at Greenland. Between updated amenities, awesome locations, and great values, you'll find the perfect place to call home next year at www.mtstudenthousing.com. Pay less, play more, and walk to class. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM, FM, online.
A quick look at the Serta Pro Painter points in the paint sees Middle Tennessee on top in that category by 20, and the Blue Raiders with 30 points in the paint, while Louisiana has only 10. High-quality work and professional service. That's Serta Pro Painters of Murfreesboro.
Raiders lead at 51-23, and Ebony Rowe at the line will have two shots. She is 0-for-5 at the free throw line. First one up. Well, it was just a 1-and-1. Missed. Eli the rebound. Out of bounds. It will go to Louisiana. Cajuns making a couple of changes. Morris back in. And let's see. Davis is out.
Brunker's back in.
And also in, number 2, Arsenault, a freshman. Brunker in backcourt. Arsenault, Morris. Raiders press, and they're contained press. The ball comes across the line. Arsenault gets double-teamed, in trouble. Ball knocked free by Janae Brinkley, out of bounds to Middle Tennessee with 2:47 left in the half. 51 23.
Yeah, that time Lakin Leonard had the ball, and then Bronker knocked it away from her and out of bounds.
Lady Raider fans have been waiting patiently to see a game like this where the Raiders take complete control in the first half. Here's Brinkley, top of the key. Janae over on the right wing to Lakin Leonard. Leonard high post, Eli back to Brinkley. Brinkley on top. Brinkley gives it to Courtney Jones. Shot clock running down now. Courtney going to have to drive through. Shoots a runner and misses. Rebound taken by Ebony Rowe. Out to Brinkley. Brinkley fakes, comes baseline. A little fall away is good by Janae Brinkley.
Nice little 8-foot baseline jumper by Brinkley. Another good offensive rebound by Ebony Rowe.
53-23. In backcourt, Bruckner gives the ball to Arsenault. Back to Morris. Over it comes to Motley, top of the key. Starts in, backs up, guarded by Janae Brinkley. Motley calls a play. The shot clock's running down on him. She'll come right, drive it all the way through with a runner and miss, and Lakin Leonard the rebound. Leonard comes out of the dribble to Courtney Jones. Jones, top of the key. Jones, lob pass under to Eli, too far under. Back to Leonard, three on the left. It is no good. Rebound shoots out front. Janae Brinkley captures it. Back it comes to Courtney Jones. Raiders with another offensive rebound. Jones, guarded by Motley, flips it on the left wing to Brinkley. She'll take it to the foul line, back it up, come over to Jones on the right side. Courtney Jones out on top. Eli holding, back to Brinkley. Shot clocks at eight. Inside Eli, shot no good. Rebound taken by Nino in the front court. Here she comes on the dribble. Starts in and charges. So Nino not having what you'd call a good day with a travel, a double dribble, and now a charge. And the Raiders have it in backcourt with her, less than a minute to play.
And that's her second foul. So
she's out. Number 42, who I don't even have on my list, Jean-Marie Allen is in. She is out of Lafayette, a 5'10 junior. Played very little this year. Allen in the ballgame. 53-23. Here's Kaysen. Courtney Jones. Motley missed the steal. Left Courtney open momentarily. Drives the lane. Banks it up and scores. And she is fouled. Courtney Jones to the free throw line.
And the foul.
13 Motley. Yeah, finally gets her second foul, doesn't she? One shot for Courtney Jones. 55-23. Shot up and good. ...56-23. 38 seconds left in the half. Brown in backcourt, or Arsenault dropped it. Over it comes to Morris. Coming down the far side and fouled. Lakin Leonard. That picks up her first foul. Team's third, and Lauren March into the game for Leonard. Here is Brunker to inbound. 5-second violation.
And that's the second time today that the Raging Cajuns have been, they finally got it called. This is the second time that they probably should have been called.
Ball coming into Kaysen. Raiders are going to try to get the last shot of the half, I think. Kaysen just holding the ball on her hip in the backcourt. 20 seconds left. Now she'll come down into the front court. Flip it on the left wing to Courtney Jones. Drives to the foul line. Kicks it in the corner to Lauren March. March to Jones. Jones fires three. It is no good. Rebound taken by Eli. And she is fouled. She came down with the ball and hit Ebony Rowe in the head with it. They were both going for the rebound.
And I think number two, Arsenault, will get the rebound, or get the foul, I should say.
Yep. That's her first. Eli at the line. Free throw is good. 57-23. 6 seconds left in the half. Second shot, good. 58-23. In backcourt, Arsenault gives to Motley. Motley fires one on the run at the buzzer and misses, and we are at halftime. Halftime at the Murphy Center with a score, Middle Tennessee 58, and the Louisiana Raging Cajuns 23. Take a break and come right back with our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show. That'll be coming up right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile, only from AT&T.
First Tennessee has lending options for any number of dreams, including dream number 111, turning home sweet home into home sweet bigger home. So whether you want money for a home project, education, or consolidating debt, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity. This kind of service must be why 96% of our customers would recommend us to family and friends. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call Andy Womack. And in Brentwood, call Dewan Buford.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
Every day, girls come into Shane Company holding bridal magazine ads from a jewelry designer with one of the rings circled in red. They come to Shane Company because they know that when they show us a designer brand name ring that they really like, we'll show them a dozen rings that both fit her taste and have that look. Ours are also designed by world-class designers. Shane Company customers refuse to pay the 30% premium that designer brand names command. Also, Shane Company customers insist on a ring that's truly unique. By not being featured in magazines, there aren't thousands of the identical ring on other women's fingers. You'll see why more couples buy their engagement rings from Shane Company than at any other jeweler in town.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back in to the Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show brought to you by MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. Well, this was a close game for about 6 minutes. The Raiders led 9-8 at the first media break. But by the second media break of the first half, had extended the lead to 22-16. And then at the 7:57 break, they led 30-16, outscoring the Cajuns 8-0 in that stretch. And then at the 3:06 mark, had extended the lead to 51-23. And in the last 3:06, they outscored them 7-0. So it's 58-23, and we're at halftime here at the Murphy Center. Dwayne will have a look at the halftime stats a little bit later. Courtney Jones leads the Raiders with 14 points. Iceland Eli has 13, and Ebony Rowe 12. So all three players in double figures already in the game. Brunker has 9 points to lead the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. This is the 17th meeting. Middle Tennessee is 16-0 against Louisiana and well on their way to being 17-0. We'll take a break, and Dwayne will be back with more on the Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs, and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Score throughout the season with authentic family recipes at an authentic family value at Demas's Restaurants. We serve dozens of dishes for under $10, including our oven-baked chicken, 7-ounce sirloin, burgers, spaghetti with your choice of 11 sauces, and our famous $4.25 lunch special, all made fresh every day. For the full menu, visit DemasRestaurants.com. Demas's Restaurants, where our family has been serving the MTSU family for over 20 years.
In 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in Madison. Today, there are five locations, one in Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street. If you need collision repairs, ask for Bradshaw's. Their experienced people handle all the work with your insurance company, and their repairs carry a lifetime guarantee. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. Read their customer comments at BradshawCollision.com. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back to the MTMC Halftime Show. Middle Tennessee leads 58-23 here at halftime, and it's time to take a look at who's heating it up in the first half with our Roscoe Brown halftime stats. Roscoe Brown heating in there. There are a few things in life you can depend upon. Roscoe Brown is one of them. Leading the way for Middle Tennessee, Courtney Jones with 14 points, 12 points for Ebony Rowe, 13 points for Iceland Eli, 6 points for Shanice Kaysen, 5 for Lakin Leonard, 2 points apiece for Janae Brinkley, Lauren March, and Kiki Stewart chipped in 4 points off the bench. For the visitors from Lafayette, the University of Louisiana led in scoring by Michelle Brunker, 9 points for Brunker, 5 points for Bianca Davis, 4 points for Crystal Motley, 2 points apiece for Josie West and Olivia Nino. 1 point for Robbie Brown. Lauren Beatty, Nicole Morris, Brooklyn Arsenault, and Jean-Marie Allen all played and did not score. The Raging Cajuns shot 47% in the first half on 10 of 21, 2 of 4 from range for 50%, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 50%. Middle Tennessee, 55% 22 of 40 from the floor, 4 of 16 from three-point range, that's 26%, and 10 of 16 from the free throw line for 62.5%. Rebounding all Middle Tennessee, 25-8. Middle Tennessee with 17 offensive boards in the first half. Turnovers, 15 for Louisiana, 5 for Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee has outscored Lafayette in the paint, 32-10. Points off turnovers the Blue Raiders' way, 23-0. Second chance points, 18-6 for the Blue Raiders. And the bench scoring tied at 8 points apiece. And we are tied at halftime. Excuse me, we are not tied at halftime, but there's been one lead change. The score has been tied three times, and Middle Tennessee leads 58-23 here at half. We'll step aside, take a break, back with more. This is the MTMC Halftime Show from Nelligan Sports on the Blue Raider Network.
Okay, 1-2-3-1-2. Check, 1-2-3-1-2.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family-operated and owned business since 1989.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live. Every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
In 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in Madison. Today, there are five locations, one in Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street. If you need collision repairs, ask for Bradshaw's. Their experienced people handle all the work with your insurance company, and their repairs carry a lifetime guarantee. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. Read their customer comments at BradshawCollision.com. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
The MTMC Halftime Show rolls on courtside here at the Murphy Center. Dwayne Hickey, Dick Palmer, 58-23. Middle Tennessee leads at half. And before the second half starts, let's pause 15 seconds for stations to identify themselves. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
This is the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters, on Rutherford County's home for MTSU Sports, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Let's go Blues!
The second half of this afternoon's game is brought to you in part by the Learning Circle, Middle Tennessee's largest educational supply showroom. The Learning Circle is located on South Church Street in Murfreesboro next to Toots and Dick. If Middle Tennessee stays on this scoring pace in the second half, wings might be in order tonight.
Could be in the future, in the near future. 58-23 is the halftime score. As you heard Dwayne giving the halftime stats, 17 offensive rebounds for the Raiders in the first half, 25 total. Leading rebounder, Iceland Eli with 7, Ebony Rowe with 5, but the rebounds pretty well distributed among the 7 or 8 players who played in the first half. Raiders start with their starting lineup, Shanice Kaysen, Courtney Jones, Iceland Eli, Ebony Rowe, and Lakin Leonard here in the second half for the Cajuns. West, Arsenault, Brunker, Motley, and Morris. And we're set to play. Middle Tennessee has the ball to start the second half. Ball comes into Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen works in the left corner to Courtney Jones. Inside, deflected, but knocked back out front to Kaysen. And the Raiders maintain possession. Jones on the left wing. Eli sets a pick. Jones drives to the foul line. Back to Eli. Down the baseline, she traveled. Little hesitation as she came down the baseline.
The hesitation wasn't the problem, Dick. It was the shuffling of the feet, yes. I think, that got her.
Ball to Brunker in backcourt. Over to Morris. And Lakin Leonard cuts in front, steals. Comes down to Kaysen. In with a layup, short. And picked up by Ebony Rowe under the basket. Back to Leonard on the left wing. Back to Courtney Jones. And her pass got by Eli out of bounds. Raiders turn it over. Middle Tennessee had only 5 turnovers in the first half, but they start the second half with number 6.
And, Dick, that was a nice pass that time by Courtney Jones. Unfortunately, Iceland Eli was still trying to seal her player. She had a wide open lane to the basket.
Janae Brinkley has come in for Jones for Middle Tennessee in backcourt. Arsenault flips it up. There's a ball that got by Leonard and picked up by Motley. That was a deflection. The Raiders had a chance to get that one but didn't. It's 58-25. Middle Tennessee in front court. This is Kaysen to Brinkley on the left wing. Bounce pass to Kaysen on the right side. Kaysen takes a look inside, comes back out front. Louisiana's come out of the locker room with a little more intensity on defense, it appears. Out to Eli, fires a 3. Good! Iceland Eli from three-point range. And that's a weapon the Raiders did not have earlier in the season. 61-25. Bruckner working outside, a whistle. Something away from the basket. Ebony Rowe called for a foul. That is her second. Well, the personal fouls decidedly tilted in the Raiders' favor in the first half with only 3 personal fouls to Louisiana's 12. I think that'll even up later on.
Most likely.
Usually does. Ball coming in play. Motley fires the jumper and scores.
So Motley, the first 4 points of the second half for the Raging Cajuns.
61-27, down court. Ebony Rowe answers with 2 as the Raiders got it down quickly to make it 63-27. Here's Motley holding in backcourt. Lauren March has come back in for Lakin Leonard for the Raiders. Down it comes to Motley. She'll drive and score again. 3 straight baskets for Motley, 63-29. Shanice Kaysen works on the left wing to Courtney Jones. A screen from Eli. Top of the key. Now back to Kaysen on the right side. Eli at the foul line. Looks inside. Goes in the corner. Out of the corner. Lauren March for 3.
Wow.
MTNC 3 for Lauren March. And it is 66-29. In front court, Morris gets it away to Arsenault, drives in with a shot, blocked by Ebony Rowe, and the ball out of bounds to Middle Tennessee.
Great hustle that time by Shanice Kaysen, and then a better defensive play there by Ebony Rowe. She kept her feet and composure, Dick, and just blocked the shot as it came to her instead of reaching across.
Ball across the line, out of bounds, touched last by Bruckner, who was trying to plead her case to
to the official before the call was made.
I was going to say, I think we got that on air, too, because she was within about 2 feet of us.
Ball coming in play in the corner to Eli. Lob pass underneath. A little bit too far for Ebony Rose. She controls it, however. Out front to Kaysen. Kaysen on the left wing.
In 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in Madison. Today there are 5 locations. One in Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
A lot more intensity, a lot more energy from this Raging Cajun team to start the second half.
There's the same play, the lob pass. This time it is too long and is intercepted by Morris. Morris out front to West. Over on the left wing to Bruckner. Inside, West misses somehow. Kaysen got in there and was trying to defend West, and now Bruckner picks up the loose ball and scores. 66-31. Little Tennessee in the lead. Left side deep. Courtney Jones launches a three, and that's good. Courtney with 17 points now, and it's 69-31. In front court for the Cajuns, this is Motley. Motley starts left on a drive. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound battle for, picked up by Arsenault. She puts it up, no good. Ebony Rowe controls it. And we'll give it up to Kaysen. At the 16-minute mark, we'll have a media timeout, the next dead ball. To Lauren March, inside Ebony Rowe. Follow-up shot, no good. Rebound Eli, put back, good.
And Crystal Motley is hurting, Dick. She's really struggling right now. Looks like they even catch her breath.
71-31. In backcourt, Bruckner, long pass across the line. Arsenault over to Morris. Morris comes back to Bruckner, and we've got a whistle. And Motley's going to have to come out, I think.
Yeah, she's struggling, Dick. I don't know whether she caught an elbow in the midsection or maybe up around her throat, but she is really struggling. She keeps tugging at the top of her shirt around her neck, and it makes me think she took a blow to the neck area.
I think they call this a media timeout. They did. 71-31 the score. Middle Tennessee leading. And we'll take a break. Back with more from the Murphy Center. From Nelligan Sports, you're on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per-check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's 3 Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
In 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in Madison. Today, there are 5 locations, one in Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street. If you need collision repairs, ask for Bradshaw's. Their experienced people handle all the work with your insurance company, and their repairs carry a lifetime guarantee. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. Read their customer comments at BradshawCollision.com. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
Next, a special
afternoon's game is brought to you in part by McCarter Cadner East Law Firm, providing fearless legal representation. When you need a big decision to go your way, located on the square here in Murfreesboro or at mcelaw.com.
Shot missed by the Cajuns' Bruckner, picked off by Iceland Eli. Eli gets it across the line to Kaysen. 71-31, Middle Tennessee. Motley still having problems over there on the sideline. She came out during that timeout. Over to Courtney Jones, drives to the foul line, pull up 15-footers, good. 73-31. Cajuns bring it across the line. Bruckner starts down the lane, feeds the pass to West. And I thought she traveled, but that's not the call. There's a foul called on Middle Tennessee.
Didn't see who got that one, Dick.
It's going to put West at the free throw line.
They're going to give it to Lauren March. Nope, sorry, they gave it to We put it up at 23 on the Cajuns, which is incorrect. Shanice Kaysen. A little confused there as I'm looking up at the board, and they were putting it on 23 of the Cajuns, and I thought, wait a minute, that's who's at the line.
Free throw, no good. Rebound Kaysen. 73-33, whistle. Foul in backcourt on number three, Brown, for Louisiana. That's her second. And the Raiders will have it in backcourt. Ball coming in play. Courtney Jones. Louisiana's going to take a page out of the Raiders' book and press. Now Brinkley to Jones. Holding outside. A screen from Eli. Comes around it to the foul line. Drives all the way through. Got a wide open layup. Nice pick by Iceland Eli. Freed Courtney Jones up, and a foul on Kaysen. 75-33. Second foul on Shanice. Third team foul. Ball goes back to Louisiana. Here's Morris to Arsenault. And back to West. West hands the ball back to Arsenault. 14-18 to play, and the Raiders with a 42-point lead. And there's the ball dropped and stolen by Courtney Jones. Jones in front court. 18-footer. Good. 77-33. Cajuns to bring it down. Across to Brunker. Pass knocked free by Brinkley. Picked up by Kaysen. 3-on-2 Raider break. Brinkley on the left side for three. No good. Rebound. Kiki Stewart fighting for it. But it's picked up by Arsenault for the Cajuns. She'll come back in front court. Arsenault backs in, turns, and shot good. 77-35. Here's Shanice Kaysen to Jones. They miss the steal. Courtney's open from three. That's no good. That's an air ball. Taken by Morris. Morris, a long pass ahead to Brown for a pull-up jumper. That is good. Robbie Brown gets her first basket, 77-37. 13-10 to play. Kaysen in front court to Courtney Jones. To the foul line, 15-footer bouncing off, no good. Rebound West. Kiki Stewart committed the foul on the rebound. Davis and Allen back in for the Cajuns. They'll have the ball in backcourt.
Crowd a little subdued here with the big Middle Tennessee lead, but Coach Rick Ensel not. He's still teaching and coaching on that sideline. Is he not happy with Kiki Stewart's foul on that rebound?
She is out. Eli back in. Davison backcourt. Allen, Brown, Brunker. Back to Brown, coming 2-on-1, and a pull-up jumper is good by Robbie Brown.
Robbie Brown's a good young player, averaging almost two steals a game. She can really play this game.
77-39. Courtney Jones to the foul line. Over to Kaysen. Whistle. 3-second violation. 12:31 left. 77-39, Middle Tennessee. Ball in backcourt, Davis comes across the line. Brown, pull-up jumper, and missed that one. Rebound taken by Eli. Eli hands the ball to Janae Brinkley, brings it across to Courtney Jones for three on the right. That's no good. Rebound batted around, picked up by Davis. Jones called for a little brush foul over there in front of the Raider bench. That is her first.
Wow.
Brinkley out, and Lakin Leonard back in for the Raiders.
Tough call on Courtney Jones there. Just two players going after the basketball, and there was very, very little contact.
In backcourt, this is Davis. Davis across the line, doubled up. Gets it away to Brunker. She will feed West down the line. Tries to feed Allen from the weak side, and Can't control it. It's out of bounds to Middle Tennessee. And the under 12 media timeout with 11:57 left in the game. The score, Middle Tennessee 77, Louisiana 39. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Dusty's Unlimited Car Wash Club starts for as little as $12.99 a month for the basic wash and only $19.99 a month for the top-of-the-line platinum wash. As many times as you want. Visit anytime during basketball season and tell them you heard it on the Blue Raider Network. Your first month will be free.
Ball into Lake and Leonard. Louisiana pressing over to Courtney Jones in front court. Down to the baseline. Shoots a runner. No good. Followed by Ebony Rowe, and she'll score.
Nice offensive board work by Ebony Rowe for her 16th point.
79-39. Raiders lead it. Davis going to bring it across. Ball deflected by Kaysen. Picked up by Lake and Leonard. Back to Kaysen. Got an easy two there. 81-39. In backcourt, Brown. Brown to Allen. Back to Davis. Coming to the left side. Davis comes all the way, and a foul will be on Lake and Leonard.
And Dick, with that basket by Shanice Kaysen, Middle Tennessee has 81 points. That's the fifth consecutive game in this series where Middle Tennessee has scored at least 80.
Raiders on top by 42, now 41 as Davis makes the free throw. Second shot by Davis, good. Also back is number 11, Lori Beatty. 81-41. Raiders high for the season thus far has been 94 points scored against Tennessee State. Here it's 81-41. Kaysen to Courtney Jones, across to Lake and Leonard. Got a three in the air. It's rims out, and the rebound taken off by Beatty. Lost. Kaysen deflects the ball. Leonard gets it across to Kaysen. Kaysen coming. Flips it under to Eli, and she banks it in.
And Dick, Iceland Eli is really good at catching the ball in the air and shooting before she comes down.
83-41. Edging across is Motley, who's back in there now. And there's Eli with a ball deflected out of bounds, intended for West. Cajuns will have it under the goal with 10:41 to play and a 30-second timeout taken by Middle Tennessee. So we'll keep it right here for 30 seconds. What do you got over there?
Well, Dick, we'll take a look at the Serta Pro Painter points in the paint once again, and Middle Tennessee continuing where they left off in the first half. They had 30 points in the paint in the first half. Midway through the second half, or just shy of midway through the second half, they've scored 16 more points in the paint here in the second half for a total of 46 points in the paint this afternoon. That's brought to you by Serta Pro Painters of Murfreesboro. High quality work and professional service. That's Serta Pro Painters of Murfreesboro.
Coach Kermit Davis and his squad take on the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana, second game of the doubleheader. And again, we'll remind you, we will have a shortened postgame show due to the twin bill. We will have Coach Ensel on for his comments and the stats. And then we'll make room for Chip Walters and his pregame show.
Yeah, when you say Twin Bill, makes me think February 2nd is coming up. And I believe it's the 39th annual Groundhog Day. So Coach Steve Peterson will have white beans and ham hocks and a little bit of cornbread, I'm going to guess.
Chocolate cake and ice cream, too.
Absolutely.
Cajuns put it in play in their front court. Here's Motley with the ball outside. High post to West. West almost traveled. Gets it back on the in the right corner to Allen. Now to Motley. Driving through with a layup. It comes off the front of the rim. No good. West on the rebound misses. And the rebound to Eli. Her outlet pass deflected. Stolen by Brown, who scored.
And that time, that's Lakey Leonard's fault. She left her post player.
83-43. Leonard right side, and she'll make up for it with a three-pointer. MTMC three for Lakey Leonard. It's her second of the game. 86-43. Cajuns working in the front court. Here's Motley out on the right side, guarded by Courtney Jones. Comes around a pick from West, and a shot no good. Rebound out high. Tipped around, coming this way. Trying to keep it in play for Kaysen.
Dick, I had it. It was I was going to make the play.
I'm trying to save you. Got to keep my partner.
Well, I didn't know whether to catch the ball or expect Shanice in my lap, one of the two, and luckily she veered off.
It'll be West. West coming in play to Beatty, who will drive it in the lane. Traveling call. And the Cajuns turn it over. 9:42 to play. Now, this is the team that took Western Kentucky to the wire in Bowling Green on Wednesday. I think Western won by 4 points.
They did, 49-45. So, as we talked about in the pregame, this Cajun team struggled with the loss of two big post players, and they've really struggled rebounding the basketball today.
Courtney Jones got it underneath to Ebony Rowland. The corner to Lauren March. Out to Shanice Kaysen. Back to March. Three out of the corner. That one's off the front of the rim. And the rebound to Brown. And a foul on Ebony Rowland.
They're going to call Ebony for a foul. Who she was pinned underneath the board trying to back out to get position. And she and Josie West were hooked up arm in arm. And, Dick, as you mentioned, Middle Tennessee only whistled for three fouls in the first half. They've already committed seven here in the second half. Amazing how that balances out.
It does. Ebony is out. Molly McFadden, the only senior on this team and the team captain, is in the ball game now. West with a free throw, no good. And the rebound taken off by the Raiders. Shanice Kaysen will bring it down. 86-43, Middle Tennessee. Over to Courtney Jones, bobbled it momentarily. Back to Eli, drives through, shoots on the run. And I think 42, Allen got her. Yep,
she
fouled
did.
Fouls on Allen, her first. Iceland, Eli to the free throw line.
Iceland, Eli, two times.
She will have a pair. First one is up there and good. Iceland now with 21 points. Second shot good. 88-43. Here's Beatty in front court. Guarded by Kaysen, drives it to the right baseline. Out front it comes to Allen. Her jumper no good. Rebound taken by Shanice Kaysen. Raiders running the floor to March. Baseline jumper spins out. Got her own rebound. Back up and in.
And fouled.
Lauren March will go to the free throw line. Got a put back and was fouled. Foul on number three. Brown, her third, 90-43. One free throw coming, up and no good. And the rebound of the Cajuns. Down court it comes to Brown. 8:35 to play. In the corner to Motley. Motley comes down the baseline, double team there, gets it back to Brown, can't hold it, out of bounds, Middle Tennessee's ball.
Good defense on the baseline that time. by Courtney Jones and Iceland Eli to double team Motley and force the ball out of her hands.
Here's Eli putting it in play to Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen working out front. Kaysen goes on the left side to Courtney Jones. Backs it up, goes to Eli. Starts down the baseline. Twists, turns, backs it up, no good. And the ball out of bounds to Louisiana. Iceland got a nasty bump in the head that time.
I laugh because Iceland Eli was nowhere near the ball. She couldn't have gotten her hands on it, and the official says she knocked it out of bounds. There were two red jerseys with her hands on the ball.
Somehow she got hit in the head in the process. Here's Motley coming around in the corner. Double teamed there, in trouble, and called a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout, I think. Yeah, 30-second. All right, here's your trivia question, Mr. Hickey.
All right.
Iceland Eli from Lebanon, Tennessee, has five siblings. Can you name them?
I don't have a chance at this one, Mr. Palmer.
Well, I'm a cheater because I've got the media guy.
Yeah.
All right, you've got Iceland, London, Highland, Scotland, Ireland, and Asia. Those are the six Elis.
All sort of named after countries in that same area of the world?
Or continents.
Or continents, yes. Continents, countries. Iceland being both, I think.
With 7:52 left and a 90-43 lead, we turn to the media guy.
Yes, we do.
Louisiana inbounds to Motley. Flips it in the corner. Bruckner, a three, no good. Rebound, Allen. Loose ball. Kaysen fighting for it. Has it. Lost it. And Lauren March dives in. Ties up with Brunker, and we'll have the ball going to the Cajuns. Diamond Rainer will check in, 6'3 junior. And here's the media timeout with 7:39 left in the game. Timeout on the floor with a score. Middle Tennessee 90 and Louisiana 43. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
WGNS, AM, FM, online.
7:39 to play. It'll be inbounded by the Cajuns. Side front court. And Beatty will put it in play.
Well, additional conversation between the officials.
Shot clock, I think. They reset it to 30. Beatty puts it in play to Motley. Motley working outside. Diamond Rainer has come in for Molly McFadden. Deep on the right side, Brunker. Pressed by Lauren March. Back to Beatty. Throws one up from three-point range and misses. And Courtney Jones ties up with Motley on the rebound. It'll go to Middle Tennessee on the possession arrow. Raiders ball in backcourt. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down. A little over 7 minutes left in the game. 90-43. Ball to Courtney Jones on the left wing. Inside. Diamond Rainer. Oh, a nice feed to Eli. Misses the shot. And the rebound taken off by Brunker. Top of the key. Fires up a long three and hits it. I think she knew she was going to shoot from the moment she got the basketball.
She did. And on the previous offensive possession by Middle Tennessee, a nice look there by Diamond Rayner to find a cutting Iceland Eli. And Eli couldn't get the basket to go down.
All right. Brinkley is Janae Brinkley in. Raiders have Kaysen, Ebony Rose back in. Diamond Rayner, Courtney Jones. Ball to Brinkley in the right corner. Circles back to the foul line. Back to Courtney Jones. Jones starts in. Back in the corner to Kaysen. Three out of the corner is good. That's Shanice's first three today. MTMC three makes it 93-246. Foul out on the right side against Kaysen is her third. And a 1-1 coming for the Cajuns.
And that three-pointer by Kaysen made her the fourth Middle Tennessee player in double figures this afternoon.
A couple of more players might have a chance to get there. Free throw, Beatty, no good. Rebound taken by Kaysen. Kaysen in front court. Left side, Brinkley, wide open. Three, up, no good. Rebound, Ebony Rowe. Reverse layup, she'll score.
How she got around there without stepping out of bounds, Dick, I'm not really certain.
95-46. Long pass goes out of bounds. And the Raiders will have it on the turnover with 6:02 to play. Lauren March will check in for Courtney Jones. 95-46. Shanice Kaysen to bring it down. Raiders have a tough Florida trip coming up next week. This is going to be a good win to go into that trip with. Ball to Brinkley on the left side. Brinkley out to Diamond Rayner. Across to Lauren March. Inside to Ebony Rowe, and Allen cut in front of Ebony Rowe. Knocked the pass out of bounds on a pretty good defensive play.
Yeah, nice defensive rotation that time by the Cajuns. They knew where Middle Tennessee wanted to go with that pass, and Lauren March just couldn't quite pull the trigger quick enough.
Arsenault and Morris check back in for the Cajuns. Ball coming in to Lauren March, misses the shot. Rebound picked up by Brunker, and she'll bring it down. 95-46. Stops out front, flips it away to Motley on the right side. Motley fires up a three, it's no good. Rebound taken by Lauren March. Gives it up to Kaysen. Kaysen in the front court. 95-46. Fans getting a little antsy here. Ball on the right side to Brinkley. Janae bounces it out to Diamond Rayner. Left side to Lauren March. March has Rowe posting up. She'll fire a three and score.
That'll calm their nerves a little bit, Dick.
98-46. Lauren March joins the double-figure parade with her second three of the game. Brunker on the right side. Top of the key to Allen. She'll fire one up there. No good. Rebound, Shanice Kaysen. 98-46. Kaysen backs it up. Brinkley, top of the key. Ebony Rowe, right down the lane. Knocked out of bounds by Arsenault. I'm not sure she wasn't fouled.
I think she thought the same thing, Dick. Is she just looked at the official as Arsenault had hand across both arms.
Kaysen out of bounds, play to March. Baseline jumper. No good. Look at Kaysen in there rebounding. Gets it out to Brinkley. Drives the lane. Shoots on the run. No good. Taken off by Motley. Motley coming down on the drive against Kaysen. Lays it up and scores. 98-48. 4:10 to play. Kaysen bounces left side to Janae Brinkley. Down low to Ebony Rowe. Bobbled it momentarily. Comes back to Brinkley. Back to Rowe. Under the basket. Foul. That's going to be on Arsenault.
Her second.
And there's the under 4 minute media timeout. Timeout with the score. Middle Tennessee 98, Louisiana 48. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
It's time to name the Mid-South Ford Built Ford Tough Player of the Game, presented by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. Visit MidSouthFord.com for all Ford makes and models. Ford, drive one, our player, Iceland Eli.
Yeah, we're going to give it to number 13. Shot missed. Molly McFadden got the rebound. Gives it to Lauren March. Mimi Ajanaku in the game for the Raiders. Over to Brinkley. Back to Ajanaku. Working outside, 98-48 to Brinkley. Screen from McFadden. Bounces right side to Mimi. He will feed it on the post to Ebony Rowe. Turns, gives it back to Lauren March. March in the corner to Ajanaku. Shot clock running down. Mimi's going to drive in, and she's fouled on the shot. 32, I got foul, I believe.
They're going to call travel. They're going to call a travel before the foul, and my contention would be is the foul caused the travel.
Here's Davis to bring it down. Davis has the ball to, that's Morris.
And she traveled.
3:10 to play. Davis out front. Davis gives the ball to Arsenault. A little fake and a drive through and loses it out of bounds. Here is Stephanie Myers coming in. Her third appearance of the season. And 6'5", very promising. Redshirt freshman from Laverne. Mimi Ajanaku to bring it down. Feeds it on the left side to Brinkley. Inside. Turnaround shot. Good by Stephanie Myers. Not only does she get a rousing ovation for that, but it also puts the Raiders at the 100-point mark. 100-48. Here's a three missed. Rebound taken by Morris. And they're going to call a foul on Stephanie, I think.
Yeah, Stephanie had the rebound and lost it. And then as she went for it, she and Morris bumped. And Morris goes out of bounds, and they call the foul on Stephanie.
2:26 to play. It is 100-48. Coming in, number four, Megan Whitaker, a 5'8 freshman for Louisiana, in the game for the first time.
And, Dick, if I'm not mistaken, those were Stephanie's first points of her collegiate career.
First points as a Lady Raider. Correct. At the line, Morris hits the free throw, gets another one. Nicole Morris with her first point. She went scoreless against the Raiders last year as their starting point guard. 100-49, good. 100-50. Raiders bring it down with 2:24 to play. Mimi Ajanaku working at the point position. Over to Brinkley on the left side. Janae gets it in. Stephanie Myers in the lane. Turnaround jumper. This one off the rim, no good. And a foul on Molly McFadden.
Call her over the back. And the fouls were 12-3 in the first half, and here in the second half, it's 10-4.
Funny how that evens up, doesn't it?
Certainly is.
Arsenault at the line. 1-1. Well, two, as she's in the bonus. Misses the first one. 2 minutes, 9
first
seconds
First Tennessee
left.
Has...
Shot, no good. Rebound, Molly McFadden. Mimi Ajanaku in front court. Guarded out front. Drives in the lane. Shoots it on the run. Misses. Rebound slapped around. Taken by Davis. Davis coming hard the other way. Lauren March trying to catch up and caught up in time to Fowler. That'll be her second.
I think this game was moving along at a pretty good clip. And then the last 2-plus minutes... A little bit of a slowdown, and actually the foul count in the second half is now 14-4.
At the line, Davis misses the first one. Gets one more.
First Tennessee has...
Second one no good. Easy rebound for Stephanie Myers. Mimi Ajanaku to bring it down. 100-50. Mimi working outside to Brinkley on the left wing. Feeds inside Stephanie Myers. A little jump hook, no good. Got her own rebound, back up and in.
Nice hustle there by Stephanie to go get her missed shot.
102-50. Here's Davis. Arsenault coming left. Pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound Molly McFadden to Mimi Ajanaku. Hurries across the line. Ajanaku comes left, inside Stephanie Myers, back to Molly McFadden, fires the jumper, no good, rebound taken off by Morris. Morris flips it back to Davis. Davis on the left side, Whitaker, she'll fire one up, no good, and saved, back to Arsenault, her shot is no good, rebound back to Davis, her three-pointer is good. 102-53, and the Cajuns take a timeout.
Yeah, they're just going to substitute. Coach Rogers wants to get four or more players into the ballgame.
Brandy Shambeau, a 5'6 junior, in there for the first time. Coming across, and also another new player in there is number 20, Samantha Roy. Ball coming in to Stephanie Myers. Back out to Mimi Ajanaku. Back to Stephanie. Turns. Little jump hook. Good. 104-53. Stephanie's got three baskets since coming in. There's a long three. No good. Rebound Stephanie Myers. Off to Janae Brinkley. Holding it in backcourt. She's going to just hold it as the seconds tick off the clock. And the final score will read Middle Tennessee 104 and Louisiana 53. And the Raiders go 12-5, 4-0 in the league. Cajuns drop to 5-10. They are 0-3 in the Sun Belt. Stay with us. Our first Tennessee postgame show coming up.